Hour
this fan run podcast fan run is studios. Brought to you by DraftKings.
Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Gonna start with VFL. Alvin Kamara getting involved in NASCAR. Did you guys see he has a new position, basically, joining the team as the first ever growth and engagement advisor for NASCAR? Okay. Of course, he's had some involvement in NASCAR in the past, been to a couple of races, you know, gotten the crowd involved, getting crowd pumped up, all that, and apparently they're going to give him like a pretty much a full-time role with NASCAR.
He stole my thing.
Stole your thing?
Yeah, he stole my thing.
Oh, yeah, that is you. NASCAR guy. Well, Kamara took it.
Scheming saints, man.
What do we make of this? Is this going to be a big deal, little deal, no deal here?
I mean, I don't know. They've been doing a lot with him. I don't know how much that's impacted NASCAR's growth. I don't know if he's getting eyeballs on there. Like, I don't know what he's actually going to bring to the table. Is this a real position, or is it Matthew McConaughey being the Minister of Culture at Texas?
I mean, it seems like a real position.
How much
but...
are they going to pay him? Do we know? Like, it can't be that can't be that real of a position if he's going to take the falls off. Like, I can't imagine Alvin Kamara is going to be doing this job in the fall and it's football time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It seems like a publicity.
It's just a title, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a publicity thing, and it'll be an excuse for him to get to go to more NASCAR events. And if Alvin Kamara, cool, yeah. He seems to like NASCAR. I don't know if he's doing it ironically or if he actually likes it, but like, it's good for NASCAR to try to get involved with him.
Yeah, it's basically a sponsorship where they're just going to be like, hey, yeah, hang out around the races and
right. Talk
about NASCAR good all the time. And
Is it Drake and the Raptors, basically? Like,
basically.
Where you're here already, I don't think that's it.
So we're going to embrace it. That's exactly what it is.
Drake's been a Raptors face from
that area.
I mean,
it's the same way the Hawks do with Migos. They're like, oh, you're at the games all the time? We're going to embrace you guys.
But that's on Drake's goal. Drake's goal is not to get more people watching the Raptors. His goal is just to probably get more people listening to him. I think it's more about himself.
This isn't about Kamara.
Right,
but the Raptors are paying him. He's officially like on their payroll. He is their like ambassador.
Yeah.
Drake is on their payroll because they got in trouble for him tampering by doing a concert where he tells like Kevin Durant to come to the Raptors. Like, hey, you can't do that as a team employee.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, like, he's actually on their payroll.
It's going to be the same way. It's the same exact thing.
Which is weird because you say Drake's from Toronto and a big fan. I don't know if that's accurate. I mean, because, like, there's instances of, you know, him being at Lakers games with LeBron and getting turned down from the locker room by the Heat. Like, he's been trying to be a fan of everybody. Like, and Migos, I would even say, Cam's probably a little bit different. At least those guys are, like, from Atlanta and been in Atlanta forever. Like, Drake moved out of Toronto. Like,
yep.
Although, they did have Quavo in the locker room after the game yesterday. Did you see that?
I did see that.
I was just
dancing around.
I didn't want. Like,
that's cool.
I hate that. That's where I'm at mentally in 2021. But my first thought was, oh no, I hope this doesn't break COVID protocol and our whole team's out for game one by having a damn Migos in there dancing around.
Just a little bit straightened.
So like we'll see. Like I said, I don't know if it's a real position just because like Kamara can't work it. You know, half the year.
Yeah.
But if he's
he was at the race in Nashville.
And NASCAR had a huge weekend. Like I want to say
that. Did he pick the winner of that race? Because I know somebody that did, but that's beside the point.
You quit doing your turn lap segment.
I know, but I am smoking my NASCAR Pick'em League. These boys.
I did see that. Like yesterday was like NASCAR's first sellout in like a handful of years. All right, I guess that's not true. It was our first sellout just from the beginning of last year for the Daytona 500, which I guess with COVID makes sense. I mean, they had a big sellout yesterday in Nashville, so it was a good weekend for them. Next headline.
Going to move to the NBA. We got some more coaching updates. Shams reporting just about 15 minutes ago, Spurs assistant Becky Hammon, a finalist for the Portland Trail Blazers head coaching job.
Along with Chauncey Billups, right?
Chauncey Billups, the other name involved as well. But a lot of people kind of indicating Becky Hammon looks like maybe the top choice at this point. John, do you think that's moving the needle for Lillard, Dame, do anything there?
I mean, I don't think either Chauncey Billups nor Becky Hammon would move the needle for Dame. Because if I'm Dame, don't you want like at least a coach that's been coached before? Like, don't you want somebody with head coaching experience?
I mean, who are you going to hire, though? Stan Van Gundy?
No, I mean, I guess that's fair. I mean, if I was...
Not a lot of names out there.
I was going to say, if I was... I mean, maybe they can't hire him, but like... If I was Dame, I mean, there is a head coach with a lot of experience that has won a championship available. But hey, can we not at least get, like, Rick Carlisle for an interview? Like, is he not, like, under consideration?
That's a good point. Then again,
maybe I don't know how many head coaches there are out there that, you know, have experience. So maybe that's tougher. But like, I just don't know if I'd want Becky Hammon or Chauncey Billups learning on the job. Although maybe one of those guys or, you know, ladies will be very good. Like Ty Lue has proven to be very good. Maybe Chauncey Billups could be the next Ty Lue. Mm-hmm. Maybe Becky Hammon could be the next Pop. Who knows?
Nick Nurse won a championship in his first year, yep. Right? That was his first year with the Raptors.
Yeah, but he had been a head coach in the G League and overseas. Like he had been a head coach before. Like, to my knowledge, neither Becky Hammon nor Chauncey Billups has ever been a head coach.
Hammon, has she been an assistant with the Spurs this for a while now, right? I mean, it's been
I want to say at least 5 years.
Yeah.
And she's been talked about as a head coaching candidate for at least the last 2 years. So, like, she's eventually going to break through and get a job. If I have Dame Lillard, I don't know if I want that to be the job. But if Dame respects her, the rest of the team will.
Mm-hmm.
And Dame seems like he would be open-minded. But, again, mm-hmm. if I'm Dame, I'm wondering about whether or not I even want to be in Portland. I don't know if this, you know, again, changes my mind.
Right. Well, it is interesting because just, you know, the whole – Rockets hiring Steven Silas. I think James Harden didn't he really not care for that too much. It's kind of what got it all started off a little bit. Of course, just unhappy in general, but it's kind of what got it all the ball rolling a little bit.
Becky Hammon, just real quick before we get going, Becky Hammon has been on the Spurs this whole time. Do you think that she's getting the love, as in getting the potential head coaching vacancies because of the Pop effect on her? Because she's been under him for so long and people want a taste of clearly the greatness that is Greg?
See, I don't even know. I don't even know if people still look at Popovich that same way.
I was gonna say, really? I mean, he's had last few years been a little disappointing.
Although I will say, like, I mean, there have been some successful coaches from his quote-unquote tree, especially if you're giving Steve Kerr some credit. I know you mm-hmm. coached under him, but, you know, played under him. But, like, you know, Mike Boonholzer in the conference finals.
James Borrego.
Yeah.
Hornets. Buzz City.
Yeah, obviously James Borrego.
Yeah. Took him to a play-in game.
But, I mean, like, you want to be the Spurs. Is that still the gold standard, I guess? You know, that's getting a little bit – that's wearing a little bit thin as they continue to not win any playoff series in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. But it's not been that long. But since 2017. I do think it helps, though, just if Pop gives her his sign of approval, and he has.
Yeah. He's still a respected name. He's still proven that he's one of the best to do it.
Sure. Yeah.
Other NBA news, we have a couple of big stars committing to the Team USA for the Tokyo Olympics. We have Kevin Durant, KD.
Seems wild to me that he's doing this.
Really? No kidding, though. But after that tough overtime loss Saturday night, he's kind of reported he's expected to join Team USA. And we also had Bam Adebayo, just a few minutes ago, actually announced that he will be committing to the USA roster
Bam, I get he's probably still salty from when he got cut. He was one of the last cuts on the last go-around whenever Team USA was a thing. And Durant, man, I really just think it's Kevin Durant loves basketball.
Is that all this is?
I mean, I think Kevin Durant loves basketball. And I think there might be some, like, deeper stuff to it, Draven, where, you know, he tears his Achilles and didn't get to play for 2 years, so now he just wants to play as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I'm the Nets, I'm like, bro, like, your Achilles, like... We're trying to win championships here. Like, do we really need to go do this? Like, right after the season, after you played back-to-back, basically, you know, or 2 out of your 3 games you played every minute of? Like,
that is so wild to me. I mean, he's just still playing every single minute.
Well, I think you saw at the end, he was pretty gassed.
Yeah, that was tough to see.
The last shot.
I think you could have. I understand Durant probably wanted to play every minute, but I didn't think that Game 7 was like Game 5. I thought Game 5 he had to play every minute. I thought Game 7 they could have stolen him a couple on the bench.
Could have used it, especially with the overtime as well. Mm-hmm. You could have
stolen a couple minutes off the bench for him, or on the bench, I thought.
He was still awesome, wasn't he? He was still awesome. My goodness.
It's one of those things that we will sports are cruel sometimes, because Kevin Durant was 2 inches away from probably entering his name in that moment into a top 5 NBA shot of all time.
Yeah.
If he has
toe on the
behind,
line.
Right.
Man.
If his toe's on the line, he gets that shot at the end of regulation to win by 1.
Yep.
Another monster game. It would have been a top 5 shot. Yep. At least in the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
For sure.
Easy.
And instead, foot's on the line, they lose. And the clip you saw was the air ball. You can't really see a highlight of the shot anymore. It's just the air ball at the end of the game.
Which, you know, he tried to do the same exact move again, and it was like, hey, maybe you just should have done like a pull-up three in that scenario or something.
Yeah, especially if they're not going to call a timeout, like just drive it in. Or
what do you think about that? You think they should have called timeout?
Well, obviously, with the way it went.
You know, well, in hindsight, but a lot of people say, you know, just let it run. When you got a star player like that, let him do his thing.
It's a weird thing because I think if they would have tried to push the ball immediately on the rebound, there's a chance for an outlet pass that could have been a layup. Mm-hmm. So I understand Nash not calling timeout immediately there because you don't want to take away a game-tying fast break.
Yeah.
But, yeah, obviously, like, once you don't shoot that, like, do you just – you have the ball in your best player's hand, and sometimes that's the toughest thing to do. Like, out of timeouts, it's hard to get the ball to him.
Shout out Drew Holiday, man. He had a horrible game, but he had like 2-3 clutch shots there at the end. That pretty much won him the game.
Shooting-wise, he was exactly what Trae Young was. I mean, they both were struggling. Now, Trae, I think, was still doing more, you know, offensively to create, you know, looks for his teammates, and Drew Holiday can't really do that. But then they both came through in the clutch in the fourth quarter. That'll be a fun matchup. You know, you get rid of Ben Simmons and Thibault and Embiid, but like going into Giannis and Holiday, that ain't much easier for Trae. Any other headlines?
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of Tokyo and the Olympics, there's been some concern, you know, whether it's going to happen or not, but they did announce that organizers are setting a limit capacity, 50%, up to 10,000 fans will be able to attend. So I guess there's good news there that the, you know, setting the capacity, getting all that organized means that things should be running pretty smoothly. But, of course, still, you know, not having max capacity a little bit tough, but 50%, 10,000 fans. We'll see if any other reports kind of come out of that. I wanted to get to Megatron. Did you guys hear the story of Megatron finally kind of opening up?
Tell me after the break. We'll talk some NFL after the commercial break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's talk some NFL. Draven, you said you got a Megatron story for us?
Do indeed.
Do we really care about this at this point? I know that's what Ryan does as a Lions fan. And
I'm intrigued.
I never found Calvin Johnson very interesting.
It's really not that big of a headline either.
Well, I wanted to talk some NFL, so it's fine.
Okay.
It's a nice segue. But
yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got for me?
Speaking of NFL, you guys ready? I wish it was closer, man.
I'm so ready.
I wish it was closer. Calvin Johnson
sounds like a guy that doesn't have a team in the conference finals.
That's true. I'm a little focused on the NBA right now. And my baseball team.
I'm kind of behind the Clippers and my boy Playoff P. I'm starting to become a fan a little bit. Slowly but surely.
That's all it took.
No offense to my buzz city or anything. You know.
That's all it took was Draven putting that out into the universe, and now the Clippers will get swept. Suns in four.
That guy holding that up.
Suns in four.
So Calvin Johnson, he finally kind of opened up about his early retirement. He did, in fact, ask the Lions if they would release him or let him go to another team, via trade, whatever, and the Lions turned him down.
Why would they trade him? I don't understand why they didn't trade him.
Especially as much as he kind of gave to that team a little bit, and he's 30 years old. Yeah. Like, you think they'd let him have an opportunity, especially they were.
Well, I mean, did they just not believe that he was going to retire?
It was kind of out of nowhere.
Well, I know, but, like, to the fans it was. But, I mean, I'd imagine if Calvin Johnson's asking them behind the scenes. I would imagine he conveyed to them, like, if you don't trade me or release me, I'm going to retire. And maybe they're like, well, go ahead. He's like, okay.
And he did.
And instead of getting a second-round pick or, you know, you could have gotten a first-round pick.
I was about to say, maybe even a first, yeah. He just had a Pro Bowl season last year as well when he just turned 30. So, pretty crazy. What team would have you'd like to have seen him on?
I mean, I don't remember. When did he retire? What year? 2016?
2015?
I'm sure like it would have been cool to see him on the Patriots. I don't know.
That's what everybody was saying. Him retiring and going back to the Patriots.
Yeah. That's what we do with every receiver. We want to see Larry Fitzgerald with the Patriots for like 4 years.
Yeah, retired after the 2015 season. Man.
So I guess he went to the Lions like, hey, I am going to retire if you don't let me go somewhere else. And like, all right, enjoy your retirement. He's like, I'm going to do it. All right, man. Good luck. And then he actually did it.
You think they just thought he was bluffing? Is that what this is?
Well, you would think so because otherwise you're just cutting off your nose to spite your face type of thing. Like, that'd be really stubborn to be like, hey, I don't want an extra first-round pick. Like, I get the idea of them not wanting to trade their best player, but again – I'd rather have a first-round pick than nothing.
Yeah.
Although maybe they're like, hey, we don't want to see him happy anywhere.
It's like a toy that you're like, you don't want anyone else to play with it. You just want it to be yours. If not, you'll break it before you give it to somebody.
It's exactly like that. Or, you know, and it's just it goes back to probably fan, I don't want to say manipulation, but, like, it's easier to tell your fans, like, hey, sorry, he just retired, rather than, like, hey, we traded your favorite player.
Yeah.
Like, Cam, would you have felt better if Julio had just retired?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although you're not really mad at the Falcons, are you? Or are you mad at the Falcons?
No.
I think I'd be more mad at
How do you find a
Falcons?
Way to be, like, loyal to Julio and the Falcons in this situation?
That's a good question.
Because they're both my boys.
Like, someone has to be at blame, so you don't blame the Falcons or Julio? Like,
it's the teams that tried to trade for him.
Okay.
Technically, like, money-wise speaking, didn't kind of the Falcons basically choose Matt Ryan over Julio Jones? Like, they could have parted ways with Matt Ryan, like, drafted a quarterback and then kept Julio.
You could have just restructured Grady Jarrett and none of this would have been an issue.
How much does Grady Jarrett get paid?
As much as he should for being the second-best D-tackle in the NFL.
Damn.
You don't think Donald's top two anymore?
No, I said second-best.
Right.
Donald. So, behind Donald.
Jeffrey Simmons. And
yeah,
Jeffrey
Simmons
don't
have anything on Grady Jarrett.
You don't think Aaron Donald's a top two guy anymore? Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a Lions fan, like, I mean, maybe it was just better to see Calvin not go catch touchdowns for someone else, but.
But, I mean,
I've been
Barry Sanders also, like, retired early, right? Didn't he, like, kind of call it quits pretty early just because he was tired of losing, tired of the team? Like, I just think you'd learn your lesson and be like, hey, man, we got to get something out of this guy. Like,
you think so?
Detroit, we don't like to share, okay? We don't like to see our people anywhere else. Do you know how hard it was for Stafford to get traded? I didn't think that was going to happen. Could have sworn that he was going to retire as a Lion, but.
Probably thought about retiring, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah.
Love but I mean, I feel like you're going to enjoy your two first round picks.
Goff.
More than.
Oh, boy. Well, I got some news for y'all about some stuff.
Ooh.
You remember?
Sounds kind of sad, okay?
No, it's just.
Scandalous.
I just find it funny. So, the basketball tournament. No, the basketball tournament is doing their selection show today.
Okay.
The Tennessee Volunteers coming as a 9 seed, playing the 8 seed Purdue team.
Oh,
wow.
So we're getting the Purdue alumni team in the first round.
That's
the underdog, I guess, as far as seeding goes.
Okay.
And then get a 1 seed round two if you win. So.
Jeez. Do we know who the 1 seed is yet?
Yeah, it's that Carmen's Crew Ohio State squad.
Oh, God. It's usually pretty Purdue good. And Aaron Kraft?
Yeah.
So all these teams are pretty much just an alumni crew from same colleges playing together. Is that like you're seeing a lot of them like that?
Yeah, most of them are like that.
Okay, well, when does that tournament start, Cam? July?
July 23rd.
So a month, basically? Yep. A month and 2 days?
Yep, we play on July 23rd at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Ryan Klein doesn't play at Purdue, does he?
I'm not sure who's on the roster. Let me... See if I'll track
like, I don't think Robbie Hummel has any ACLs left to play.
I actually just looked up something. He just joined the team.
Ryan Klein?
No, Robbie Hummel.
Oh, okay. Phew. Okay, well, I'll take my chances with Robbie Hummel. I don't want to play Ryan Klein.
I feel like he's going to play. What else would that guy be doing?
Selling insurance somewhere. Off the name of off of his one performance.
Yep.
Yeah, Robbie Hummel's there.
Carson Edwards. Brad Stevens might go ahead and send Carson Edwards back to play in the basketball tournament, too. Give him some extra reps.
Yeah, just...
go ahead and say, hey, buddy, you're not meant for this NBA stuff. Tom Brady is appearing on an episode of The Shop, that LeBron James HBO show where the athletes kind of sit there and just keep it real, I guess, as if they're in a barbershop. And Brady talked about his free agency, and he said, one of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, quote, you're sticking with that mother bleeper?
Who could it be?
Over me? Tom Brady? You'd rather have him, that mother bleeper, than me? Who could it be? I mean, could be Tannehill.
Not your Garoppolo. Boy. Not Air Hill.
It could be. It could be.
We'll check out.
Because, I mean, who else was there? Like, I mean, San Francisco and Garoppolo? Miami and Tua, like, do you think he's, like, looking like, did he even, like, was he interested in Miami? I don't know.
Derek Carr, Raiders?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like he would say that about almost any other quarterback, though. Like, outside maybe, like, a few guys, like the Aaron Rodgers and stuff.
Sure.
I feel like Brady would have that opinion about almost any situation if a team was like, no, we're cool.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like the Titans were, like, an actual contender for him. I don't even remember what teams were, other than, like, the 49ers and Raiders. Like, I don't remember. Was there another – I know there was some talk of the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Kind of a shame that Brady didn't say it with his chest. It does make me think it's probably Tannehill, though.
What makes you think that?
Just because I feel like Brady probably really wanted to be in Tennessee, honestly, with Vrabel. And, well, no, I just mean, look, he has a relationship with Vrabel. Like, I mean, him and Vrabel are boys. And he probably did see the Titans just go to the AFC Championship and probably thought, like, he'd have got him over the hump and won a Super Bowl.
Got beat by him in the playoffs that year.
But while they got beat by him, I mean, I'll admit, like, Tannehill, that was, you know, an awful game from Tannehill. I don't think the Baltimore game was awful. I thought Tannehill was good in the Baltimore game, but his numbers weren't good just because he didn't have to throw the ball. But I did think that, like, against New England, he wasn't very good. Like, that was strictly Derrick Henry in the defense. Mm-hmm. So he probably looked at that and said, yeah, I could go there and win a Super Bowl with the Titans, and I would think that John Robinson and Mike Vrabel would want me. And maybe they would be the team that wasn't interested that actually, like, you know, upset him. Because I could also see Giselle wanting to live in Nashville. Maybe not, but, like, I could see, again, I don't remember the other teams, like, maybe San Francisco, though, because, you know, Brady's a West Coast guy, so if they did tell him thanks but no thanks on Garoppolo, like, I could understand Brady feeling a type of way about that.
Right.
And, like, that MF, was it, like, in a joking context when we heard it, or an aggressive context? Because well, if sure it's joking, I could see Jimmy G being that guy for sure then.
I mean, I'm going to say that either way it's going to have the tone of, like, ha-ha, I'm joking, but actually I'm not, because at the time I was mad, but now I can laugh about it because I won a Super Bowl and I proved that I still have something, you know. Left in the tank.
Do we like that? Do we like the new Brady of him just kind of the super cocky? Yeah, just kind of running his mouth a lot. Like, I feel like he has a quote once a week of him. Is it trolling Aaron Rodgers? Is, you know, trolling other quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, if there's anybody that is,
and I get that. That's
earned
fine.
One, I feel like it's him, right?
That's fine, but
true.
Well, I mean, I just think when you hit a certain age, whenever you hit a certain like pedigree, you should be allowed to talk. Every athlete kind of goes through it. Like the great ones, like I don't know if you remember like Kobe Bryant. Towards the end of his career, it was like saying whatever he wanted because he had had 5 championships and had proven to be an all-time great. And like, what are you going to do? Question my greatness? Like, and that was when Kobe wasn't even like still at the top of his game. Like, if you're Brady, like I just won a Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to question me? Obviously, I was right. I bet on myself. I was right. Whatever quarterback that you know he's talking about, whoever is the mother bleeper, like at least you know that guy didn't win a Super Bowl last year. So, again, it probably wasn't Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes that he's talking about, so he probably feels like I'm better than them. Like like you said, Cam, I would imagine he looked at the Chiefs, the Packers, the Texans, the Seahawks, and he probably respects all those guys and was like, hey, yeah, I understand you want to keep stay with them. But Tannehill?
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo? Tua? Come on.
I thought Tannehill was a top-10 quarterback. Didn't you tell me that?
I do think Tannehill's a top-10 quarterback. I mean, if you're Tom Brady, you think you're the number one quarterback. No? Like I said, I feel like if you're Brady, there's only a couple guys that you feel like, you know, you should be, you know, that you could understand the team didn't want to go with. I mean, I think Tannehill's top 10. I don't know if you know this, but since he took over, he's got better numbers than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I wouldn't say better. They're about the same. Similar. I would say similar.
Okay, either way. I won't argue. I didn't know if you knew that since he took over.
Yeah. We all know, John.
Name names, Brady. If you're really going to be this guy, name names. Right? Say it. You got ultimate freedom now. What are you worried about if you're Tom Brady? You're drunk on a boat, bro. Is that the key? You just got to wait till Brady gets drunk again? Have somebody there asking the tough questions?
He can't be talking about other quarterbacks while he's still in the league, why though. Not? He's not retired why yet. Not?
He sort of is. Now he's worse. Now we're trashing 6 quarterbacks.
Really?
Now we're trashing Tua, Tannehill, Garoppolo, Derek Carr, a bunch of these guys. Drew Brees? Might have been Drew Brees. Because it was said that Brady was going to go to New Orleans, and that's why Brees didn't retire. Yeah. Maybe it was that. Who knows? Anything else in the NFL we missed over the weekend? We good? We covered it?
I think we got
probably.
It.
Probably.
Big news with NCAA stuff coming out today. We'll dive into that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. We got some news in the college athletics that'll change the landscape.
Yeah, this is big.
As the NCAA loses 9-0 in the Supreme Court, we had this court case, probably 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The vote has come back. It was unanimous as the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 in favor of college athletes, especially college football athletes, basically telling them that, hey, you, it's not right that the NCAA is limiting earning potential here. Now, they didn't go full out like, hey, schools have to pay players, but it was basically like schools, what was it, need to come up off some laptops and some guaranteed paid internships after school?
Yeah.
Then you had Brett Kavanaugh go, you know, pretty hard on the NCAA, pointing out like, hey, this isn't the end. Like, this was a pretty insignificant win, I think is what it's been, or not very important when it comes to, like, what the NCAA athletes actually won. It's not anything significant. Again, it's just going to be, like, some computers, some potential paid internships. Then Kavanaugh went off afterwards and went even further and basically was like, hey, this is just a sign of things to come. He wrote, to be sure, the NCAA and its member colleges maintain important traditions that have become a part of the fabric of America. Game days in Tuscaloosa and South Bend. He didn't mention Knoxville. I guess I just got he forgot about that. Yeah. The packed gyms and stores in Durham. The women's and men's lacrosse championships on Memorial Day weekend. Oh, yes. How could we forget about the men's and women's lacrosse championships?
A tradition like none other.
Can't miss it.
Of course.
Track and field meets in Eugene.
That is a classic.
The spring softball and baseball World Series in Oklahoma City and Omaha. The list goes on. I think he was out on the list.
Yeah. He couldn't think of any other sports.
He didn't know where women's volleyball held their championships at, so he just went ahead and stopped. Those traditions alone cannot justify the NCAA's decision to build a massive money-raising enterprise on the back of student-athletes who are not fairly compensated. Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. And under ordinary principles of antitrust law, it is not evident why college sports should be any different. The NCAA is not above the law.
Do you see Mark Emmert's statement? He released his after, basically in response, and sounds like a lot of coach speak.
We'll get to Mark Emmert in a second, but then Kavanaugh went on and just, you know, kind of compared it. It was just like, look, the NCAA's business model would be flatly illegal in almost any other industry in America. All of the restaurants in a region cannot come together to cut cooks' wages on the theory that customers prefer to eat food from low-paid cooks. Because keep in mind, the NCAA said players, you know, fans like watching unpaid players.
Yep.
Says, hey, we can't all agree, like, hey, the cooks don't deserve to make any money, so let's just make the cooks not earn any money. Law firms cannot conspire to cabin lawyers' salaries in the name of providing legal services out of a, quote, love of the law. That's the love of the game argument. Hospitals cannot agree to cap nurses' income in order to create a purer form of helping the sick. That goes back to people saying they don't want the players getting paid because unpaid people play for the love of sport and it's more pure. Yeah. News organizations cannot join forces to curtail pay to reporters to preserve a tradition of public-minded journalism. That's the argument that, hey, it's always been done this way. Why change it?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get paid back in 1900 when the games were, you know, not covered at all, and people weren't making billions of dollars on TV revenue. Why should we adapt? It's always been done this way. We can't change it. Movie studios cannot collude to slash benefits to camera crews to kindle a, quote, spirit of amateurism in Hollywood. And this is the important part that I think if I was the NCAA, I'd be pretty worried about. Price-fixing labor is price-fixing labor, and price-fixing labor is ordinarily a textbook antitrust problem because it extinguishes the free market in which individuals can otherwise obtain fair compensation for their work. This was just a small win for athletes today, but I do think it is a sign of things to come here in the very near future. What did Mark Emmert say, Cameron?
So he was like, while today's decision preserves the lower court ruling, it also reaffirms the NCAA's authority to adopt reasonable rules and repeatedly notes that the NCAA remains free to articulate what are and are not truly educational benefits consistent with the NCAA's mission to support student athletes. Even though the decision does not directly address name, image, and likeness, the NCAA remains committed to supporting name, image, and likeness benefits for student athletes. Additionally, we remain committed to working with Congress to chart a path forward, which is the point of the Supreme Court expressly stated in this ruling. So he's basically like, yeah, this happened, but It's basically backing us. The NCAA still, we're still in the driver's seat. We still need to be the driving force of deciding where we go from here. But now we kind of know, you know, can't do this part of it.
Well, I would say that, like, I don't even know if I disagree with that, that the NCAA should have been the driving force in that.
Yeah.
Like, the NCAA should be kind of leading the way here, not being made to do this. But I would say simply that Mark Emmert, that was your fault, right? Like, I mean, yeah. Mark Emmert hasn't done anything to be progressive. Like, they've had to force their hand every step of the way. Mark Emmert has had years to go ahead and get the ball rolling on this. Mark Emmert still doesn't have a plan in place, and this is all going into place pretty soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are 15, like, bills getting ready to get signed.
Yep.
Is that right?
They're loading them up, for sure.
Like, I feel like there are about to be a whole bunch of the name, in, image, and likeness things going into place, like, next month. And the NCAA hasn't really put anything into place on, like, how this is going to go. Which, by the way, one of those states that isn't going to let that happen, I don't know if you've noticed this or seen Matt Jones talking about it, but it's the state of Kentucky. To which,
really?
Like, Kentucky basketball is like, wait a second, whoa, 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 guys. Like, we're not going to let our players make any money?
Why Kentucky?
Just Kentucky hasn't felt the pressure, I guess, like, from, like, the other states. I don't know. Like, the other states, I guess, Florida did it, so then Georgia's like, hey, we better do it, too. And then Tennessee's like, hey, we better do it, too. Kentucky's just like, nah, we're good. To which Matt Jones, you know, the, you know, Kentucky Sports Radio, that guy up there that covers that, you know, program, is saying, hey, people inside the Kentucky basketball program thinks this is a pretty huge deal. Now, granted, they've been paying guys probably under the table for a while, that it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. But, hey, now we're gonna have to keep cheating. Well, everyone else is going to be able to just do this out in the open, save some money.
Yep.
Which is so ridiculous, too.
Sure. But just something to keep an eye on. Maybe, like, you see John Calipari's name linked to the NBA, like, maybe that would have something to do with it. Although, I don't even know if teams would be lining up to sign and hire John Calipari this year.
At this point, yeah. Do you think, like, not even, like, kind of on the spectrum of the name, image, and likeness side of it, but do you think, like, there's a situation to where they could basically declare the athletes as employees? Because I feel like if that kind of happens, then you could basically go to the whole thing where you can unionize, create a CBA, and kind of go that route and kind of almost partner with the NCAA. And that would kind of – I feel like the NCAA, that would be kind of almost what they want, because then they could still kind of do their same stuff. It just would technically seem more on the up and up, I guess.
I don't know. I know a couple, you know, what? Again, my years are starting to run together on these things, but, like, what was it, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, you had Northwestern trying to become a union?
Mm-hmm,
and I kind of get recognized as, like, employees, and they're like, whoa, 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 no, no, no.
That's fair. But I think with, like, the times changing, like, with stuff like this, I feel like if the NCAA doesn't feel like they could save face, that's one of the ways they may try to, you know, go about it to kind of save their business model to an extent.
Well, much like everything, Cam, and I don't even fully understand it, but, like, much like everything, I would say that I'm going to assume Title IX is going to stand in the way of this, because they wouldn't want to put, you know, name, insert women's program here that doesn't raise any money that you're having just so you can have that same number of scholarships for your football team. I wouldn't imagine they'd want to have them on benefits and getting paid X amount of dollars. So far, what they've done is basically say, like, hey, you can have laptops.
But isn't that just such a sticky statement, the whole getting paid for what was the quote, what educational reasons or whatever, like
benefits and things.
Yeah, like I feel like that's so hard to, like, determine, right? Yeah. I mean,
well, basically I mean I think, again, two of the things that just keep getting pointed up today is, like, basically if you're in a certain, basically some schools, some programs give people laptops, and, like, that's been deemed, like, too much for, like, you know, the athletes, that's an improper benefit, as well as, like, you know, you've always been able to work or have paid things at the school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And other degrees and other students are allowed to, like, make money, whereas football players haven't been able to. So I think it's just kind of removing that. So, again, this isn't a big, like, windfall of cash that's going to be falling. But, like I said, with Kavanaugh's statements, it does seem like they are pretty over the NCAA being allowed to price fix and run a monopoly. And while there's no other league... Maybe if you're like college athletics, I wonder what the antitrust and the, you know, the monopoly rules would have if all of a sudden, like, the XFL or the other, what was the other football league, the USFL, them coming back allowed high school players to come play, you know, start out high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, like, there is no other alternative if you want to play football, like, at that age, because the NFL doesn't let people come in until they're three years removed from school, because they probably feel like, hey, most of these guys aren't at their absolute peak until 3 years in, and we don't want to take chances on guys becoming busts. So the NFL is like, hey, we're good. We'll get you after 3 years. This works good for us. And the NFL has a free farm system of college football.
Yep.
They don't have to pay college football any money, and they have some guys coming in that are already stars sometimes. That, again, you have a better idea of how they're going to develop after 3 years than you would if you were having to sign and pay money to, give millions of dollars to some high school kids. So I don't know.
Do they ever do that, though? They're doing that in basketball pretty much with all these leagues coming out and everything, coming straight out of high school.
Well, yeah, but the NBA is the one who put the rule in, like, hey, you can't draft anybody out of high school anymore. Got to be at least 1 year removed because they were tired of guys drafting these high schoolers and then them turning into busts. Like, were paying guys, you were drafting guys and giving them a bunch of money for them to, sit on the bench and try to get ready for 3 years. Like, there are very few high schoolers that could come out and play basketball, much less they're going to come out and play football.
Mm-hmm.
There are very, very few instances of freshmen being able to go to the NFL and be ready. You have your Clownies, you have your Lattimores. Maurice Claret maybe would have been able to. Mike Williams, was it Mike Williams or Dwayne Jarrett? One of those guys at USC. It might have been Dwayne Jarrett. Like, those guys tried to fight it. Maurice Claret and whatever USC receiver I'm talking about was. But, like, rarely are they ready as freshmen. So the NFL's like, no, we're good. And the Players Association, the Players Union is like, no, we're good. We don't lose our jobs to, even younger guys. It's already hard enough to keep an NFL spot.
Yeah.
But why not make it consistent over all the sports?
Because the leagues don't have, like, the NBA's not worried about what the NFL does. Okay. And, like, you can be ready to play in the NBA after 1 year of college now.
Yeah.
High school, like, again, some people could, but you just want, like, these teams are all focused on, like, the owners having less room for error. If you all of a sudden introduce 500 high school kids a year that look good against their small high school and, like, look to be the part, like, if you're then putting them in the draft, it just makes it harder to get the right ones and not have busts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, hey, after 1 year, we feel like we have a pretty good idea. Let's see how you do in college. Let's see how you do in the G League. Your body develops a little bit more. And by 19, we know what you are at basketball. Guys have come in and been good as rookies. In the NFL, I would say that they look and say, hey, we need at least 3 years. Same as baseball.
I guess in baseball, since you can get drafted out of high school, you can't immediately start making money when most people would say you're not financially able to really be able to handle that much money. Is it those extra 3 years that give it the cushion to make them go, like, we can take this 19-year-old out of Florida?
Yeah, I mean, with baseball, it's weird because, like, they're drafting guys out of high school and they don't care. Like, the good ones. And then I think with baseball, it probably is maybe more beneficial to at least have the three-year commitment, for the actual schools when it comes to that. But I don't know the breakdowns of that, particularly just because the minor leagues are so weird.
Yeah.
But, like, with basketball and football, they make sense to me. And I know it's just like the owners and the GMs don't really want to have to scout high school kids.
Yeah.
And the NFL, like, I just, I think you need a couple more years to develop.
Mm.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Got a couple minutes here. Cam, did you watch the NASCAR race in Nashville?
I didn't watch it, but I did pick the winner.
Who won?
Kyle Larson. He's been
has he been really good this year?
Yeah, he's been really good this year.
There's your lesson, kids. You can overcome adversity and career missteps if you're actually very talented.
Yeah.
Wow.
He drops, the N-word on a stream, and he had to pay his punishment of, being out of the league for, being out of NASCAR for a year. But then he
was it
back.
A whole year? I was going to ask how long was he out?
Season.
Yeah, he missed last season. But, yep, came back in a... I think he got better equipment and stuff, too.
Yeah, he's obviously very talented, right? Yeah, like, he's obviously very, very good at what he does.
How's the fan perceptions? Is there, like, a lot of people behind him again? Well, or is
NASCAR
still kinda...
people don't care. NASCAR people don't care.
Hopefully they're not cheering too much for him.
Oh, there's still lots of
Well, Cam,
lots
how
of
do you feel?
I felt a little dirty picking him, but I knew he was going to win, and I want to win this money at the end of the year in my Pick'em League, so I got to do what I got to do sometimes.
Is a year was a year long?
But I actively cheer against him.
Was
to
a
be honest.
Year long enough punishment for him? Like, or do you feel
like?
Yeah,
why not? I don't.
Well, I was just curious. Like,
yeah, he served his time, I guess.
He's won four straight races.
Yeah,
that's what I was.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, he's been very good.
So he's just like, yeah. Again,
God, he's on a hot streak.
If you're very good, you can get people to give you a second chance.
Yep. It's like what happens with the NFL players all the time.
Sure.
They get in trouble for stuff. And...
No, it's just the rule. We all know it. Like, if you're talented, you can overcome character issues, off-the-field issues.
Yeah. People forget very quickly.
There is a reason.
Hey, they just hired Alvin Kamara. I mean, everything's fixed.
Ooh, is that a direct response?
There is a reason. There is a reason that Josh Gordon kept getting NFL contracts.
Yeah.
Because you looked and said, okay, this guy seems very talented. Let's take a chance here.
Just makes you sad, though, when they literally can't. After how many chances did Josh Gordon get? Like, geez.
And now they change the rules.
Now I will say.
Like the year after, pretty much.
I will say, I would imagine is Kyle Larson still streaming? I'd imagine I'm just like, hey, bro, I'm not gonna hop on Twitch tonight.
Was he playing Call of Duty? Was he
doing like a NASCAR?
It was a NASCAR sanctioned like event.
Because it was like COVID. It was like COVID, so they weren't doing a bunch of like the actual live races. So we're gonna do this virtual racing event, have all the drivers doing this.
I kind of thought he was just
simulators.
Chilling, just streaming.
I thought it was too.
Yeah. No, they were getting all, like, a bunch of the guys were getting together. I guess I shouldn't say it was a NASCAR official event, but, like, it was kind of, like, what led to the simulation races, right? Because weren't they putting on, like, FS1, like, those guys getting, like, racing simulators and racing? Like, I feel like that was a thing after this Kyle Larson thing, but maybe it was the same time.
I think it was kind of, like, already going on, and this was just, like, one of them. Yeah. And, yeah, I guess he didn't remember, but, hey, we're on, always on here, doing a live event.
Like Myers Leonard, he's not going to come back. Like Myers Leonard dropping the the anti-Jewish slur, he's probably not going to get.
But then again, like where the hell was he? He's in the same position, not played any. Where's he at? Oklahoma City.
Yeah, well he was hurt, so like it was easy. Like, but somebody traded for him, and quickly, okay, well it's just a salary thing, guys. Don't worry. Yeah.
The thing is, like he's still getting what $10 million a year. Probably. I mean,
his contract's over now. So he'll be a free agent. I don't think anyone will sign him, but he's not good. Kyle Larson is good. Myers Leonard is not. So he'll be out of the league.
Yeah, just makes me think of Morgan Wallen a little bit too.
Well,
another guy slipped up and not really given a chance afterwards.
No, see, I disagree there. I think he'd be more the Kyle Larson of Morgan Wallen's really, really good, and all of a sudden,
his sales and streams went up.
Well, not only that.
After that happened, yeah.
Well, that was people trying to support him. But not only that, like afterwards, you had, basically the ban from the country music station just kind of lifted, and he was just back on the airwaves now.
Yep, casually. Yeah.
They just said, "All right, sure."
The problem, the difference there, I guess, is that you don't have. I guess you don't have televised races where he's winning. You'll just turn your radio on, hear Morgan Wallen. NASCAR doesn't have to be reminded of that every, weekend. This guy's won 4 straight. Which is pretty wild.
Yeah, he's gaming and dominating.
He seems really good.
He is.
Yeah.
He's really young, too, I think. So I think
he's not Riley Cooper saying the N-word at the Kenny Chesney concert. Riley Cooper wasn't very good. He got one more year and was out of the league. Kyle Larson would be like if... I don't want to...
Brady.
Talented player. I didn't want to put Brady in that position.
I would.
But good for Kyle Larson, I guess. Good for NASCAR, I guess. Redemption.
Don't worry, they hired Alvin Kamara. Everything's fixed.
It's true.
Bubba Wallace still drives. They're all good.
Has Bubba been any good at all this year?
No, he's been terrible.
So getting the extra equipment didn't help
him? Has not helped. He has not been good.
How bad are we talking? Because I haven't seen him talking about him like late in any race.
Really. Yeah, like he hasn't been competitive.
Okay.
It's bad. It's Michael I was thinking like, he was better last year.
Michael Jordan has to be like, damn it again.
Yeah. It's just Kwame Brown.
Not only is this Kwame Brown, it's just this whole like career as with the Hornets. Yeah. No offense, Dre. Yeah. I know those are your boys. That's your squad. Boys. You once said they were as good as the Atlanta Hawks, and my team's in the Eastern Conference Finals, in case you didn't know, and yours is celebrating a Rookie of the Year trophy.
Injuries.
For Michael Carter-Williams
2.0. Oh, injuries. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It's funny everyone else gets to talk about injuries. We're down 2.5 starters. Just keep rolling through. Poor Bogdan.
2.5 star. Who's the half?
Bogdan.
Even Trey was banged up.
Dragging his knee. He could only play 20 minutes. I mean, he was barely being able to play.
He played, didn't he?
He did. That's why I said 2.5. I gave him 0.5. He was out there for half, 20 minutes of his usual 40.
That's crazy how we always just create that narrative, huh? If Trey Young would have lost yesterday, it'd have been, he's injured. Shoulders bothering him. Couldn't shoot the ball.
Trey wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, Trey was,
He said the last time they lost, he was like, it was hurting, but I was going to blame that. I should have hit my shots.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're talking about Joel Embiid.
Yeah, you're mixing up players, man. Yeah,
my guy's
good. Donovan Mitchell, same thing.
Hey, if other players want to make excuses, fine, but our team doesn't.
Built different.
We just go out and play.
In the Eastern Conference Finals, in case you didn't know, one of the last 4 teams. Final Four banner, really. Mm. Think about it.
Okay, for you Hawks boys, watching them pretty close, have you seen, Trey's shoulder be a factor? As in, from seeing him in the regular season to seeing now, do you see any difference?
He started the game 2 for 21. Or yeah. 2 for 19. 2 for 19, I'd say his shoulder was bothering him a little bit.
So these last... So that's what you're saying the shooting lapses are.
Yeah, I mean, he did, well, I mean, like, he did say after the game yesterday, he's like, you know, towards the end, like, my shoulder was going out. He's like, but I was still trying to make plays. And, like, you know, just talking about his last shot, it was like I was able to shoot that one and do something for the team offensively outside of just passing. He's like, but everyone else did jobs of making plays. I was just trying to set my teammates up. But, I mean, he said that his shoulder was an issue at the end of the series. That, it, you know, the more they played, the worse it got. It could also be just being gassed up for Game 7.
Yeah.
Because some people want the moment, and I don't think many of the Sixers did, but I'd say Trey wanted it really badly.
Trey wanted it.
That happened against the Knicks?
No, it happened like Game 3 of this series.
Oh, a lot more recent, okay. Yeah.
But luckily I was there in Game 4, the Wilhelm the victory.
That was nice of Cam to be there. Mm-hmm. That was when the shooting problem started. I mean, he had a pretty, you know.
That's when he came out pregame, and they're like, whoa, what's up with his shoulder? And
Hour 2 in the books, hour 3 on deck. Kicking it off with headlines.